So the next talk will be about post content with Drupal using NoSTR, NoSpring, NoSTR. Yeah, and it's going to be presented by Sebastian.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for this opportunity to give you a talk about post content with Drupal using NoSTR. Who knows what the abbreviation post stands for? No, not everyone. So that's basically an abbreviation for publish once, syndicate everything. And what that basically means is that you, when you have a piece of content like a blog article, you can publish it to other places, to other platforms, or you can distribute your blog article in an easy way. Back in the days, when I was still a little bit younger, that was very easy with all the open APIs we had with Twitter and like Facebook, etc. And today I use this strategy still, but with Drupal. I'm a Drupal developer, so I know how Drupal works. I am using NoSTR. And NoSTR is a pretty new protocol which you can compare to ActivityPub / AT Proto, but we will dig in into it later. I will start with a live demo. So I hope that everything works and will go smoothly. And then I will go to some technical details and have some time left for questions. So, okay, let me show what I am going to do. So I have my Drupal website here. This is live. This is the website I'm maintaining. So there is a blog session here, which has articles, which you can see. Most of them are cross-posted to different, with NoSTR. I have a draft ready that is called Hello from Fosdem. So this is the article. It has an image, it has a title, it has a summary, and it has a content field. So this article is being published during my live demo. And what I've built, I have built a Drupal module, which is comparable to any plugin. Like everybody can build modules to extend the functionality of Drupal. And that says, okay, I want to broadcast this long form content with NoSTR. So I check this, and then I can select one of my configured profiles. So I am going to select Sebastix. And that's basically it. Yeah, I need to set it on published, and then I will hit save. Okay, that went well because I have a debug message here. I have a response from a relay that says, okay, one message is successfully broadcasted to one of multiple relays. I will get into that later on. And this is the IDE. So when I go back to the edit mode, then it's fetching some metadata from the relays, so that is taking a bit longer, but let me show, oh wait, I've lost my mouse, yes. I'm going to show you one of the many NoSTR clients we have in the NoSTRverse. There is one new event, and that one event is my blog article I just published. So that's this one. This image is from last year for Fosdem, where we had a main talk. And there are other clients too, which we can check. I have a timeout here. That's not good. Always the case with. So we have the same content here in a different client. So that worked. Let me see if it's works. No. Okay, not yet. Okay, let's end the demo here because it will take too much time. Yeah? Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I'm sure the content has been published, so you can find it in many Gnostic clients now. So everybody can read the article, especially all my followers on with Gnostor. Okay, I need to go back there. The mirror is not working, so okay. Yeah, that's me, Drupal developer. I'm also the maintainer of the Gnostor PHP library, so I write PHP too. The live demo, we just had it. So, okay, that was a live demo. Now I can say something about Gnostor. Gnostor is an abbreviation for notes and other stuff transmitted by relays. It's a protocol. It's not, it's a community-driven protocol. Some guy had an idea, shared this idea, and then other people got involved, and now we are working with a lot of developers on it. It's just open, it's permissionless, anyone can use it, you can do whatever you want with it. Most of the data that is being published with Gnostor is public and by default stored on relays, but not every relay is storing it forever. So relays are just really dumb servers which are handling all the data and do whatever they want. Clients are just requesting the data from the relays. And the data we also also known as events are self-variable, and I will show that in a minute. So there are basically three core pieces of the protocol. There are keys, like cryptographical keys. They contain out of an NPUP, like a public key, and an NSEC, that's a secret key. Every data is being signed with the secret key. So every event has a signature. And the third one is the relays. I just said a service that store and relay events to clients. And this is an example of a Gnostor event. It has a unique ID, that's on the top. It has a kind, and the kind is a number, and it represents a content type. And within Gnostor, we have a lot of numbers, so we have a lot of different content types. So we can broadcast as very much content types. And this is a kind one, and the blog article I just published, that's a long form content type. And what that means, the difference between those two is, for example, we have the content field there as well. The long form content is a markdown formatted content field, and the kind one is just a simply note which you can compare to a simple tweet. We used to share on Twitter, now X, I think. It also has a created ad, that's a timestamp, and it has some tags, and tags are the metadata which are saying something about this event. And let me see, this is a note I published this morning. It has a hashtag, the T tag, FOSDEM. It has a Q tag, and that Q tag references to another event, which is a long-form article I published, and it has a relay hint as well. So that event can be found on that relay, for example. And the last part is the signature. So this Gnostor event is self-verifiable. You can verify it by yourself. Because it has my signature, and it has also my pub key, but the pub key is not, oh there, yeah, below the kind. And it's also location independent, so it can exist on multiple relays. Well, yeah, let's see. That event, it shows up in this another client, what I just showed. That was a JSON formatted event, and this is the formatted event in a client with a nice preview of the quoted references other events. Okay, let's go back. And if you want to want to see more of what is possible with Noster, there's basically one requirement. That's four pages for this. I have multiple editions with me. You can read how the protocol works. This is NIP 01. And there are many other NIPs, but those are called Noster implementation possibilities. Those are not required. But you can scan the list of what is possible or what NIPs are there. For example, for calendar events, for wiki articles as well, because there is a big project building a sort of a Wikipedia. It's called Project Alexandria, and there are many other NIPs too. There's a list with all the kind numbers, and there is a list with all the tags somewhere below, like here. So as a developer, you're up to use it in the way you would like. And if there is not a kind number or there is no content type you would like to use, yeah, just use your own. Use your imagination to work out an event structure that works for you, for your project, and you just send it to the relays, and they will store it for you, and then you can use it in other clients or for other projects. So that was basically the short introduction, the live demo. So the rest of the time is for some questions.
10 minutes.
So are there any questions? Yes.
What are the main benefits of using Noster for publishing your content? Why do you do it?
Why do I use Noster to publish my content? Well, because I'm very active using Noster. It's like a protocol being used for social networking. I never had such a huge follower base compared to any other social platform. So I'm just basically what I publish on my website. I would like to bring it to them through their own clients, so they can read my blog posts in their own clients instead of to visit my website. It's the classical problem I think we have with the platforms today, but those platforms are closing down or are walled gardens, so it's not easy to publish the content to there and let that read to someone who's not on the platform. So that's the main reason for me. Okay, one question.
I really like that the messages are signed at Noster, because as far as I know, ActivityPub doesn't let you sign your messages, so you still rely on the server for trusting the content of the message. But Noster is very widely used, and your talk says, well, create it once, publish it in multiple locations. Could I also write something independent of either Noster or Mastodon, and push it to both? Is there a client for that, or is there a client which goes from Noster also to Mastodon, or the other way around?
Yeah, so your question is basically, how can I bridge or broadcast the content from Noster to the Fediverse, etc.?
Yeah.
Well, I know there is a bridge, that because I follow a lot of people in the Fediverse through my Noster client, through that bridge, and it works the other way around too. But I also know that many Fediverse instances are blocking that bridge. So to me, I don't think that's a good thing, but it is possible to follow each other between those different protocols. So it is possible. And the funny thing is, when I repost or quote some content from the Fediverse, often that shows up in the notifications feed in Mastodon as well, of the author there. And then they boost it again, and then I see a notification in my Nostr client too that they have done that. Or they just send a reply, and then the reply gets bridged to my Nostr client, and I can interact with people from the Fediverse through that bridge. That's really cool, I think.
Do you believe the Nostr online could scale at the same speed, or do you believe that they're going to switch to another implementation, another layer 2, or another integration with Bitcoin?
Sorry, I didn't fully understand that question. It was a scaling question about... And you mean Lightning as Bitcoin Lightning? Well, Bitcoin Lightning is just used for micropayments.
Yeah.
It's an optional, it's a NIP, but it has nothing to do with the protocol on itself.
Do you believe that that's going to be the last implementation, or are you going to switch to another type of layer 2?
It's not...
You don't see a bottleneck.
Well, there is no bottleneck there because those are two separate things. Like the Lightning Network has nothing to do with Nostr on itself. Like Nostr does not need, it's not a requirement of using the Bitcoin Lightning Network. That's basically just used for the micropayments. Okay.
Yeah. I think like to follow the question, do you see a wide integration of Bitcoin, or at least thinking about Bitcoin at the core of Nostr contributors, like of the Nostr like way of thinking, or is it really, it's something to pay and we don't care, it's other thing?
Well, good question. The question is like, are the Nostr contributors thinking the same way like the Bitcoin core developers? Well, the guy who had this idea is a Bitcoiner, so from the start, yes, and many Bitcoiners are using the protocol. But yeah, I started to use Bitcoin myself in 2020, but I was very active in the Fediverse because I liked the social networking stuff a lot more than just payments. And I think Bitcoin is just for payments, and this is something for something else. This is for building a new kind of internet web in some sense, with the same thing the people from the Fediverse and the ActivityPub are doing. So I would like to see we join forces more. One question?
So to get back to your demo, did you use that one to mirror your message, your message, so that you send out a note on Nostr and send out another message on
So your question is if it's possible to send the same message to a Mastodon? Well, yeah, could be if I integrate ActivityPub within Drupal. It is possible, I think, but that's another plan. Okay, one question?
What are the limitations of Nostr? Can I host a 2 GB video?
Okay, good question. Question is, can I post some media, like a blob? Well, if you put some binary data in that content field, it won't fit, especially when it's not 2 GB. But there is another protocol being built upon the Nostr protocol. It's called Blossom, and that's basically the blobs are being hashed and then can be uploaded to multiple Blossom servers. And then there is a metadata event being broadcasted to the relays, so then clients can fetch that information from the relays where to find that blob.
If
they want to. And then they can download the image or the video.
Thank you.
So it's not taking care of the within the protocol itself, but it's another implementation that's being developed.
So, what is the size limit you would say of an message that is good?
Yeah, there is a limit. There is a limit, but I don't know it from out of my head.
But
there is a limit, especially because the JSON is taking some space. But there are people also working on how to compile it to more a binary format. But then you get the downsides of it's not easy to read anymore. But we are aware of that. Yeah. Yeah. Question.
You had a JSON file where you showed some of the contents of a Nostr message, and what caught my attention was that it was a WebSocket link in there. Could you explain why it's a WebSocket link, what it's doing there?
Yeah, well, the WebSocket, the question is why was there a WebSocket link in the event? The relays are just WebSocket servers, and the clients use a WebSocket client implementation to fetch the data. So basically all the data is being transferred via WebSocket connections.
But I guess the commands that can be given on that WebSocket are specific to Nostr?
Yeah, that's all being that's written here.
Okay.
That's defined in this NIP server 1. That's basically the protocol. So if you have interested, I have multiple with me, so I can share. I don't know how many time is left, but 2 minutes, okay. Another question, yes? Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm around, so...
Thank you.
So, yeah, let me go back.
You are a developer for Drupal, but like, is it a company as well, or have you, like, there is a business behind it, or it's just an open source project?
Well, yeah, the question is this is there a company behind it? I'm working for myself. I'm a solopreneur. I work for small clients, and Nostr is just my free and open source side project. So for Nostr, there is no business, but we founded a foundation last year. So we are trying to find some business, but in a non-profit way. If that answers your question a bit.
I hope that Bitcoin will be a solution.
Perhaps, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.